News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there have been fresh calls to scrap parking charges at Irish hospitals after new figures revealed staff and patients paid nearly €19 million for spaces last year. These figures were obtained by Labour's Social Protection spokesperson and Kildare South TD Mark Wall, who joins us now. Mark, it would look, when I look at these figures, to me like hospitals rely on some of this funding that comes through their car parks. Is that really such a bad thing?
Well, it is, Ciara, when we're actually penalising, and good morning to you, we're penalising people who are sick, and then also we're penalising the healthcare staff or frontline staff. So I believe that we shouldn't be doing that. I believe the €19 million should be subsidised for the government if hospitals need it. And, you know, these figures are only increasing. We've had this chat for almost 10 years now. The Irish Cancer Society have had a campaign going for 10 years. But we see some hospitals have reduced charges, subsidised charges, and then we have other hospitals that don't. It's simply not good enough, and something needs to be done about it.
Okay. Is it not the case that we are starting to charge people for parking when they go to work, etc., because we want to encourage people to not take their cars to work? So is that really so unusual that frontline staff will be charged for their parking spaces?
We're in the middle of a housing emergency at the moment, Ciara. So many of the people that I know have to travel large distances. There's a lack of availability of public transport, so their only option is to bring a car. And this is something the INMO have actually said as well, that people are travelling large distances to get to work. They have to park the car. They have to park the car close to the hospital. They're working on sociable hours. And they're actually being charged for this, which I think is wrong. And I think the government need to look at this again. And indeed, in the programme for government, they said they would look at reducing hospital car parking charges once again.
There are some interesting figures in what you're saying. Seven hospitals taking in over €1 million each per year, and some hospitals costing people, is this correct, €25 for just 1 hour of parking? How does that work?
Well, that seems to be the problem. There is absolutely no consistency between hospitals here. And we've got replies back from every hospital that actually is charging parking charges at the moment. There's a total lack of consistency. I've been contacted by patients who tell me that they have reduced fees, you know, when they're going for treatment, but when they're going for appointments, they have to pay full parking charges. It's not acceptable. I've had ladies coming on to me saying that they're paying €25 a day in certain Dublin hospitals.
So €25 a day, not €25 an hour?
€25 a day is what I have had, Ciara, and in fairness to the persons that have been on to me. And that's the reason we asked for these figures first. It is just unacceptable, because a big problem with a lot of people going into, and some of these will be in their cars listening in this morning, Ciara, they don't know how long they're actually going to be for appointments, and they don't know how long much the hospital charges are going to be when they actually come back out. And €25 for a day is a lot of money when you're looking at going at appointments. And some of these patients are travelling up on a daily basis to Dublin and to other hospitals,
okay,
or even hospitals
and
as well.
And I see what you're saying, and actually I unfortunately had to be in and out of hospital myself recently quite a lot, and I did notice I was paying a lot of money in car park charges. So I accept what you're saying. But if you are asking the HSE to find that almost €20 million somewhere else, something else will have to be cut. You know, I mean, there is a budget. The HSE has a budget. If they're not allowed to take car parking charges into account, what we're saying is, are we going to cut dialysis? Are we going to cut, you know, occupational therapists? What are we going to cut to make this happen?
We're not asking anyone to cut them. Like, this is €19 million that we have had here, and it's discretionary funding, as we are told, that goes back to the hospital. We're asking the minister to consider this. Like, you know, I don't think anybody listening in today would have a problem paying a standard charge that would cover the cost of an upkeep of a car park. But when you're paying €25 a day, or you're looking at the Cork University Hospital getting €2.3 million, that's way and above what they should actually be getting from parking charges. And that's all we're asking here. We're asking for a reduction, for an abolishment, if it's possible. But if the hospitals need it, and some hospitals are actually using this money for the upkeep of their car parks, etc., and putting in new meters, etc., I think that's acceptable. But it's not acceptable that we have seven hospitals in this country gaining over €1 million from parking charges on the back of people who are sick and on the back of their frontline staff who they need to run their hospitals, Ciara.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Labour's Social Protection spokesperson and Kildare South TD Mark Wall. Let us know what you think this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.